Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Knocking on that door, ready to go. You ready?
What the hell are you doing here so damn early? What the fuck?
Hey, it's Friday night.
What the fuck? Okay, that's what it do. Okay. Well, fuck it. Let's turn it out then.
Friday. I'm early.
All right, then. E-Monster Kelly Girl, Friday Night Live. We going to get it in. Hit us up, y'all. 424-243-9649. You got something going on this weekend? Is there a party, an after party, a concert, a show, or you got an album release? It don't matter. Hit us up. We're going to talk about it this weekend. People want to know where they can go kick it. It is, it's beautiful outside. The State Fair is in town. If you're here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, you do not want to sit your ass in the house. So it is what it is. I'm going to get into some of this new Fetty Wap. This is called 679. It's a Theory remix. Let's bump it out. Friday Night Live starts right now.
Yeah,
Let's go. What it do? So what's going on, Cal? You got anything special going on for the weekend? Anything special? Anything at all?
Me? I'm resting. It's too damn hot to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's what it do. Me? And here in the Twin Cities, we got a thing called a state fair. Our state fair is like a little city. For real. It's that big. You can get tired trying to walk from one end to the other end, trying to see everything. You dig? I'm just saying they got a lot of new things out there, so I'm going to go out there. They call it on TV, they say it's the greatest American get-together. It is a really good time. People come from all over the world just to come to our state fair. I'm serious. People come from all other countries just to come to the Minnesota State Fair. It's that big. It's that raw. And we got everything fried on a motherfucking stick. We got pickles, fruits, bacon. I think they make deep fried peanut butter jelly sandwiches. You did. I'm just saying they got everything deep fried. You want to know the newest thing they got out there this year, Cali girl?
What? Fried Twinkies?
These nuts. I got your ass. No, they got deep fried ribs. We gonna keep it moving. Friday Night Live. I got some new music for y'all. I don't even know where it's at. It is what it is. We're going to open the lines again right after this. I want to know what you got going on a Friday Night Live, on a Friday night, 424-243-9649. We're going to get it in. Damn, Callie, here we go. Juice G, Check him out, y'all. If you don't know, come Wednesday night, I am now a rap battle judge. Yeah, motherfucker, I'll be walking around the house all day yesterday with my chest stuck out, feeling myself. You dig? You know how it is, Kelly. Well, maybe you don't. Anyway, I'm walking around the house with my chest stuck out all damn day. You know what my son gonna say to me? You know what he gonna say to me? If you don't sit your American AARP idol ass down somewhere, I'm gonna call somebody. I was like, no, he just did. I went to go get my belt. Then I realized he's grown now, and this motherfucker damn near twice my size. Oh, wait, my kid is monstrous. This is Juice G right here, Monstrous Radio. He's judging the things on Wednesday night with me, too. So, hey, check us out. We're going to open the lines right after this.
The night comes down and the sun goes to stay down.
Stay down.
The boss of a man of my day calls to stay round. Being violent.
Yeah.
All of my head sucking all this shit.
Yeah.
Three shots and puffing all this.
Okay.
Top of the drum, I'm leaving
don't
in the closet.
Yeah.
Juice,
let go.
Somebody better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm off the chain, boy. I'm going buck wild. The whole squad's about to turn up. And everybody's smoking that loud.
Yeah.
I'm fresh off the clock and I'm feeling like Josh. And I'm telling you, niggas, it's going down. Patron in my cup with a bunch of bad bitches. Combination for niggas, I'm going wild.
Dang.
I love this shit. No matter what you say, motherfucker, I'ma make it work. So catch a nigga heading to the board, riding on the two wheels with my nigga, better spread the word. Popping bottles all night, taking shots to the head, feel that usher in my chest, gotta let it burn. My mama always said that I need to slow down with this alcohol shit, guess I never learned. Tonight, I'ma set it off right. I'ma conduct the nigga, now watch me orchestrate. The way I move the whole damn crowd's like I got him in a trance, you know, the hocus pocus state. Let's work some, shawty, let me see you work. She put it on me like, bam, make the table jerk. Got my hands on her thigh. Easing up a skirt, no panties on. Shawty wanna get this work. The way I'm feeling, I'm ready to get up in it. So sorry, no pun intended when I tell you that I'm going berserk. How I feel is that first person is everything. So ain't no slacking when I'm in it. Pussy getting hurt. Bang, 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 make the pussy drip. Check the juices, tell a mama, did a nigga dip. Tonight is still young, I'ma hit the strip. The definition of a boss, boo, don't trip.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down.
Stay down.
The boss from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent.
Yeah.
All of my heads talking all this shit.
Yeah.
Three shots and puffing all this.
Okay.
Top of the drum, I'm living in the bottom.
Turn up for me. Yeah.
Turn up for me.
Yeah.
Turn up for me.
Verse 2.
You niggas better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm light years ahead of your hoes right now.
Okay.
Crush your motherfuckers on sight like wow.
You
can stay jumping with that juicy sound.
Yeah.
I feel a nigga got the right to be cocked.
Got that right.
Off top, can't nobody here stop me. Sometimes it pays to have a hard head. When the world so blows, I'm rocking. I see you niggas didn't pick it up. I mean, I got a strong mind for the BS, bruh. Cause you can never keep a good man down. That's a fact. What you think we got the world on our toes for?
Yeah.
And at the same time, still living up.
Living
and
up.
Liquor on deck, gotta drink it
up.
My intuition is pointing me to the bitches, bruh.
See.
The endless possibilities are turning up.
Yeah.
I'm on my worst behavior.
Worst behavior.
Cause hell nah, motherfuckers never loved us. Starting March 5th in the middle with a dance club. Like we on a mission from tearing the club up. It's like a nigga stay charged like a battery.
Like a battery.
The way I'm feeling right now, think you can handle me.
Uh-huh.
I done took way too many shots to become. Turning down's not a motherfucking option. Some niggas will never learn to be civilized. That's why they acting like bitches, giving them evil eyes. Hating on the next nigga getting paperized. That's the kind of shit to kill a motherfucking vibe. But enough of that shit. It is what it is. Let it be what it be.
Let it be.
Now put your damn drinks in the air.
Put it on.
And just turn up for me.
Turn up.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down. The boss of from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent. All of my head sucking all this shit. Three shots and puffing all this. Top of the drum, I'm leaving in the bottom.
Turn up.
Turn
up for me.
For me.
Turn up for me.
Turn up for me.
Turn up
for me.
Turn up
for me.
There you go.
turn up for the nigga.
Turn up.
Burn up for the nigga.
Burn up.
Pour up with a nigga.
Pour up.
I got juices, y'all got some nigga. Cause my nigga loves drinking. Nigga, fuck what you thinking, you got it wrong, player. I treat my alcohol like women. I just take her, I do not chase her. And we turned up to the max. No end in the line, nigga, come to the back. Bottles on bottles, they sustain, it's a wrap. 10 times in the club and they all on my lap. Smoking out loud so I know they can hear it. Niggas hanging, I be lucky, girl's good, dog. I had her coming right here, bitch. And we drinking like fish. Smoking like a hippie, them cops looking for a nigga, they can't get me.
Nah.
And from my brother DJ, I know that it's not, you'll be out in a jiffy. Till then, I'ma get rich, hold out trying like 50. And for now, I'ma take a shot for ya. Oh, I think I just went over my limit, is that a blunt? Let me hit it, now a nigga has been cocaine in my brain, man, I'm Charlie Sheen winning. Then we grinning that women, the boys playing stripping, then we pull up after the club, like baby get it. And we brought it back to the crib, no lying, no kidding. When I tell you this, a pussy so vicious. No lying, no kidding. When I tell you that the pussy's so vicious, bitches.
When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down, the boss of a man of my bed calls to stay round. Being violent, all of my head sucking on this shit. 3 shots been puffing on this bit. Topic of the drama, I'm leaving in the bottom of this.
Turn up for me,
for me.
Turn up,
you
for,
can.
Me, for me. Turn up.
And this is a monstrous radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like 2 flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like 2 monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection.
Girl.
But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past
that,
6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement from Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
So that's what it do. So, all right, Kelly, hey, did anybody ever exploit your bad feet? I know you got monkey feet with the motherfucking kung fu grip.
No,
so,
I don't. I go get my feet done. Thank you very much.
You go get your feet done? Okay, that's my bad. My bad. That's what it is. That's what they do. Friday Night Live, you got something going on this weekend or something going on, period, motherfucker? Call us up.
Let's see.
Up. We want to know what's going down. Hold on, Taylor. Let me get some shit
now.
Oh, goddamn. Hold on.
I thought you were asking me. I'm sorry. I'm paying attention
parties,
to something else.
Couple parties. See, I got to put her on mute. You know how women is? They just don't know when to shut the fuck up on a Friday night. It is what it is. Hung up on your ass. That's why I only talk to women through text. I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. Don't interrupt me. Now, we're going to open you back up here just a minute, Callie. But let's see, at the Red Sea tonight, if y'all going out, go out there and kick it. They got hot music over there. They got a great DJ, great people over there putting the show together. They don't be doing all the thugging and bugging. It's all about the party and the music and having a great time. And the homegirl from Black Widow Music Group, it's her birthday. So make sure y'all go over there, say what's up to Miss Tanya. Get it? She might be bringing out some of her scents, which are like candles that give off scents. You really trying to get it in the mood. Ain't nothing like listening to a wet, wet Wednesday with some scentsy scents. I'm just saying, and I'm going to send their ass a bill right after this. But I'm just saying, and on a Friday night, get it? Got somebody, bring them home, put on some E-Monster music. Favorite girl, you know what I'm talking about. So, hey, hit us up. I want to know what's going on. 424-243-9649. Let me go over here, see if Callie's still over here bitching at me. You don't know. Sometimes I put people on mute. I open it up. They still be cussing. They don't know they on mute. All right, she ain't cussing me out. So, all right, Kelly, now what was you going to say before I get over here and open up the line?
Oh, nothing. I don't remember. It was 100 degrees in Long Beach, so I can't function.
Ooh, 100 degrees in Long Beach. That's so hot. That is so motherfucking hot. I bet you your shadow jumped in the shade. I'm just saying.
What shade?
843-269, who we got on the air live on a Friday Night Live. What's the temperature like in your city? Hello.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Tony King, man.
Mr. International Rockstar, what's good, bro?
Ain't that, the temperature right now, it's kind of chilly, but I'm out here with my shirt off, you know what I'm saying, because that's how I feel. I just got off the weight bench. My arms feel like noodles, but my muscles and my chest looking nice, you dig?
He's talking to you, Kelly.
Oh, is he? I told you, Kelly ain't paying attention today.
Look, right overhead, You know he's not coming here taking his shirt off with his little Tupac looking body for me. He came over here with his shirt off for you.
Look,
I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter. As long as he got the Kool-Aid, we good.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Tupac got his figure for me, dog. Tupac got that shit for me anyway.
Okay. I guess you got the juice now, player. So what's up,
man,
Mr. International Rockstar?
Ain't nothing, just doing some promotions for that battle next week. Hey, Monster made it. Hey, welcome to High Standards, dog. Welcome to High Standards. I saw the flyer come through the door. I had to promote you, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting mad love from that post right now, you know what I'm saying?
Right, thank you. Yeah, man, shout out to High Standards. They got some high motherfucking standards, because anybody who can make me look good on a flyer got some high motherfucking standards. I'm just saying, you feel me? Because I'm not the prettiest motherfucker in the world, but I look good with my head down.
Well, it wasn't them kind of high standards. It was the other high standards. I think he was using his high standards to touch up the picture, and he did a good fucking job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know you the shit now, right? I just heard your public service announcement. My nigga, I'm rolling. That shit was tight, dog. I was like, damn, he got a point.
for real. I'm just saying.
I personally never dealt with nobody with fucked up feet, but I don't judge feet because I ain't come here to fuck feet. You know what I'm saying? I never had a foot job, and I don't plan on ever getting one.
Bro, I'm saying,
for real.
Sometimes you got to check for them. I'm saying, you've been in the mood, getting it in, got the motherfucking, some of your music, whatever slow track you got for the lady. That motherfucker bumping. You like, ooh, girl, you rubbing that body. You get to them legs, go to put that leg up. And I'm not saying, no. She put that hook next to your motherfucking ear, dog. It'll ruin the whole motherfucking mood. Did it? That happened to me before.
Shit.
I was like, damn, girl, you've been popping carburetors with these motherfucking toes? Why is they all
shit.
Going different ways?
I don't know. As long as you don't draw blood, I ain't got nothing to say. If I start bleeding, I'm like, hey, you need soda. You know what I'm saying? You might want to go get a bushwhacker for them feet, G. For real.
He said, as long as she don't draw blood. He said, no, baby, you can leave them Timbos on this time. No, just go and drop them from the top. You know how we do it on
damn right. Just pull your pants down a little bit. We ain't got to do all the shit. Just drop your pants a little bit. Fuck with your socks on.
you young cat is wild, bro. You wild. But that's what it do. So, all right, bro. Anything going down in your city over the weekend?
Well, man, I don't know. I've been just keeping low key, like y'all said, so I ain't had to deal with the police. That's real.
Oh, yeah. You might want to have yourself a little house party. Let motherfuckers come and go as they please. Yeah.
It ain't never been that serious, y'all. They can't come to my house. Fuck that. They can't. Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, you about to have a Jay Dirty moment.
Yep.
That's like Jay Dirty talking about, no, she pretty as hell. But hell no, you can't come to my house. You want to go for a walk, I'll meet you down at the corner store. Get in.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Damn right. Well, now, ain't nothing going down. I don't know what black people planning on doing on this Friday evening. I know what this black dude about to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying this radio station. And when I get in the house, I plan on playing 2K right before I get back on the weight bench. Because that's what I got going on now. 90 days sober, 90 days you know what I'm saying, rehab to get my mind right. No weed, no alcohol. Well, I can't say alcohol anymore because I got drunk as hell the other night with 50. But pretty much no weed, no pills, just freestyles and logical thinking. I've been reading some books by Zig Ziglar, getting my knowledge up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My brother passed me a Malcolm X book, getting more knowledge up. So right now I'm just on a knowledge tip for real, for real.
Oh, okay. I can feel that. Yeah. Hey, you got to elevate your game. Always, as a man, for real.
That's what I plan on doing right now, you know what I'm saying? My brother said, can you do it? I looked in the mirror, asked the nigga in the mirror, could he do it? He said, it ain't shit, 90 days ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
90 days, no weed, no pills, just straight bars and knowledge. That's what I'm on now. I'm going to even not hashtag no nuts on this segment, and I'm going to just say hashtag knowledge today.
Right, because, hey, that's one thing I think a lot of cats be failing to get at. We're going to get to you 816 here in just 1 second. Like, everybody's always talking about stepping their game up, getting the game and all this and all that, and they mainly be talking about street hustling. But when do you as a person, as a man, as a woman, step your game up on your knowledge, on your spirituality, on those type of things? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to get in here and be serious on a Friday night. I'm trying to sit over here and just say, I'm not on my 90 days. No, I'm finna sip my motherfucking yak.
So I take my
brown twig and motherfucking enjoy the weekend. You dig?
Sometimes people fail to
say that is sometimes you gotta get your knowledge and your spirituality, all that, get them gangs up. You know?
Well, that's what I'm saying, because I pretty much already messed up on my 90 days the other day when I took that sip. So now it's like my brother was like, you all right? He was like, you all right? You're just going to have to double time your work. I was like, shit, I'm grown. I can handle it. He was like, good, have another drink. So I took another shot for him because he don't drink at all. He quit. And I'm proud of him. So he's like my new role model because he kind of got me into drinking back in the day when we was younger before the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got in the Marine Corps, it was like every day was turn up. And I remember it was days you used to get in his car and you'd be in the back seat and you might just reach under the seat and pull out a bottle of Everclear or some vodka or some Conjure or something.
Woo!
And he'd be like, damn, how long was that in here? You reach in the bag and look at the receipt. The damn receipt is dated for like a year ago. You'd be like, damn, you been turning up? And nine times out of ten, he probably was drunk when he was talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a different man now. He has a little girl, a 5-year-old daughter. He don't drink. He don't smoke. All he does is read books and work out and keep his knowledge on point. So that's my new role model right now.
Right.
Congratulations,
right.
And I'm taking my Kool-Aid back.
I'll take the Kool-Aid back.
I got you, bro. It was that Kool-Aid influence, motherfucking devil, Cali girl, over there influencing my hair. Take the Kool-Aid. You want the Kool-Aid?
Nah.
You can take the rabbit. You can take the red Kool-Aid or the blue Kool-Aid.
What the blue Kool-Aid do?
What that blue Kool-Aid do? Or the red Kool-Aid, you go back to your old whatever. But the blue Kool-Aid. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't remember how many.
I want that.
So, all right, let's check in with the 816, you did, because, hey, some people, they be hitting me up at the show talking about you had me on hold too long or you didn't get to me or whatever. And I be scared, so I'm going to open the line. I'm just saying, 816-278, I hope you ain't mad. How you doing tonight? Hello?
This your motherfucking nigga, Mr. Wig with 2 G's in this bitch.
Look who finally showed up.
Hey man, did I hear him say Marine Corps?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Semper Fi, Devil Dog. What's up?
Hoorah, Devil Dog.
Right.
Yes, sir. Oh, my bad on that E, man. Hey, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Hey, when I hear another brother send a shout out, you know what I mean? November 10th, 1775 at Tun Tavern, dog. Hey. I get motivated. You know what I mean? 200 years in this bitch.
Sometimes you just gotta stand back and let, you know what I mean, and just respect what you see. And when I see two military dudes get together, hey, I got to respect that. Give y'all moment. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It ain't going to go on forever. But I respect y'all. This so you know what I mean?
Straight up.
You know how I am. I'm envious of both of y'all. You know I used to want to be a Marine. I didn't make
it. Hey, man, they got some posers out there, though, E-Monster. You know what I mean? There's some posers out there. You know what I mean? you know, them gunny sergeants, you know what I mean? Them sergeant lieutenants, you know what I mean? that been to World War II and they only 25 years old. You know how it go.
I know, right?
I check them
like this. I just say, what part of the island was you on when you went to camp? That's how I do it. What part of the island was you on?
And, you know, so you went to PI then. Yeah, see,
exactly.
I'm a Hollywood Marine.
Exactly. See, only Marines know how to answer that question. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I could have been a Hollywood Marine, but like I said, I grew up in California. I was raised in Philadelphia, and I grew up in South Carolina, so I didn't have no choice but to go to PI, you know what I'm saying? So when I got down to PI, I was like, damn, I should have been a Hollywood Marine. But I'm pretty sure, boy.
Shit.
Hey, I put it like this. Had I stayed in California, I wouldn't be a Marine, and that's honest. I'd probably be dead or something.
Oh, well, man, I'm glad you made that move, brother. You know what I mean? And I'm hearing this talk on. I heard you mention Zig Ziglar. You know what I mean? I got kind of fired up about that. You know, I listen to Zig Ziglar. I do. You know, I listen to Stephen Covey. You know,
okay.
Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Yeah, I'm up on game.
Okay, then. We got a knowledgeable brother in the house. Okay.
How you like that, E-Monster? Taking over Monstrous Radio, but this ain't Tuesday.
It's all right. Hey, bro, this is still part of your home, you dig? If y'all don't know who this guy is out here, this is one of the original co-hosts right here on Monstrous Radio. He's a Kansas City representative, you dig?
Hmm?
Monstrous, I can't stop
another,
you.
Another motivation.
It's like Cali Girl. Cali Girl got kicked out the house, got fired, you know, and came back and was like, what? Huh? What you talking about? Like, you ain't supposed to be here. Who's going to put me out? Shit, she too much.
Back like she never
was. Yeah, she stands up her
bunch of
free face
nowhere.
Call me from all kinds of numbers. Call me from my auntie, her cousin. She called me from my Georgia phone one day. Like, damn. All right, got to respect it. Got to respect it. But that's my dog, Cali Girl. Ooh, wee.
Yeah.
LBC. So, all right, LBC. That's what it do. Yeah, that's what it do. See, now we came in, I had some shit to say. I totally forgot. I'm all excited that I came home and shit.
It is Kim electrifying. That's all we need, and we good.
Yeah, I ain't even talk to old knucklehead Kenny, man. She need to call in to the show and quit playing, you know what I mean? I know what it is. It's that Minnesota life, you know what I mean? Y'all out there in the Twin Cities just living it up and forgetting about us folks out here in the Midwest. I know how it is. I know. It's all love,
bro.
Though.
Hold on, bro. You know what I mean? You stay here with me. You know I'm in the low end. She has a bird past the high end. You dig? She called me.
Right.
She'll send me a text every now and then, like, fuck you, monster, da 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 da. I'll be like, who it is? You know who it is, motherfucker. Okay, that's electrifying Kim. I can tell by her cussing me out while I'm reading it.
Yeah.
You dig? So, yeah, she's still out there. She came down to the cities a couple weeks ago. She told me she was what club she was going to. We was gonna hook up or whatever. But I think she, you know how she is. When she come down to party, she come down to party. She forgot about old E-Monster. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, she around somewhere. She around.
Hey, and Sugar Baby came out to the city. Did you know that, E?
Who?
Yeah, Sugar Baby came to Kansas City, man. I had her all down in the power. We call it the Power and White District. It's actually Power and Light, but we call it Power and White, you know what I mean? Because if you wasn't dressed a certain way and you were black, they wasn't letting your black ass in that motherfucker, dog. Kicked it like racehorses, you know what I mean?
I'm already knowing. Yeah,
but
hey,
I got to get back out to the Twin Cities, man, and holler at you, E-Monster, man. I missed it out there. You know what I mean? I done been twice. You know what I mean? And I'm homesick.
That's what it do. That's what it do. Hey, it's still popping out here. You dig? We still getting it in. Ain't shit changed.
All right.
I don't go out as
That's
much,
what I'm
but,
saying.
No.
But you know,
shoot, Monster, I need to come. I need to come take a tour to you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm trying to put together some stuff with some people where I do another show. You know what I mean? And have all the people out. Try to invite all the old co-hosts, all the other artists that performed on our stage before. Because, yeah, Monster's Radio, don't think we just do this, player. No, 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 no. We DJ events, car shows, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, circumcisions. Let's see. Some of us maybe sit on the weekend. hey, we do all kinds of events. We'll come out, host your event, DJ that motherfucker, and perform. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This is the shit Monster's Radio, what we do. And we get around. Not just Minnesota. We'll throw a show in Georgia. We've thrown shows in New York. We've thrown shows in Chicago, all over. So if y'all really trying to do something, promoters out there, really, for real, with the independent artists, hit me up, monstersradio@gmail.com. Don't call me playing, though. I need at least $60 off your EBT. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
There we go. There we go. I got her pretty well today, baby.
So, yeah. So, all right. So, what's up with you, Mr. Wig, with 2 G's? You got to stay with the 2 G's. What's up with you in the music, bro?
Oh, man, I'm writing a banger right now. You know what I mean? Called Juicy Fruit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Produced by Chaotic Beats. You know what I mean? And I actually got to holler at my producer, man. I went on here and let him know what my aspirations is. Because, you know, I it's nothing for me, you know what I mean, to write a song and get on the mic, you know what I mean, and rock that bitch. But, you know, my aspirations really, man, is my producer to get him out there, man. Wisdom the Block Knocker, you know what I mean? He got some of the hottest music that I have ever heard, you know what I mean? So he about to tuck a lot of these motherfuckers under their turtle shell, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm working on this music thing, man. But you know me, E, man. I got my business thing rolling, man. I'm trying to get them duckies rolling in, dog, you know, without even having to wake up and get my black ass out the bed. So, yeah, man, things is really rocking on this scene in Kansas City, Missouri. You know what I mean? We got things rolling. We had the ethnic festival out here last week. You know what I mean? I got to eat some of the good Greek food. You know what I mean? I had me some Iranian food. You know what I mean? And we even stopped by Hawaii, man, to get me an icicle. You know what I mean? I traveled the world, you know what I mean, in about 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, so things is rocking, man. I just can't wait till this Juicy Fruit song is done, man. And, I mean, it's coming together like butt cheeks, see?
That's what's up. I just like the name by itself. Can you imagine that? You like that name?
Together like butt teeth. Hey, butt teeth don't come together,
you over there choking, ain't you, E?
It's water. Oh, I
baby,
water went down the wrong way. The water went down the wrong way.
Water go down the hole.
So,
what y'all drinking on tonight?
1800.
I'm going El Chipo tonight, man. I'm on Amsterdam tonight. I'm gonna have my girl to make some smoothies. You know what I mean? We got that little Nutribullet, man. We got a good, nice, big bag of ice in there. Got me some bananas, some pineapples, some blueberries and all that, man. I'm about to throw a little bit of vodka up in there, a little bit of orange juice, and have me a nice smoothie, man. I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on Facebook soon as she get home.
Okay, that's what it do. Now, that's a monstrous drink right there. Now, and I'm glad you said that, bro. I'm going to spin this track, and when we come back, if you got a moment. I want to talk about that because a lot of people always talk about the single people going out. What do couples do on the weekend? Whether they go out or sit at the crib. What's some shit that couples do? You know what I'm saying?
They eat cereal and play Sega Genesis, man.
Sega Genesis, man.
Don't give it all away. We're going to do it after this track. Hey, Cali girl, you was going to request something. What do you want to hear?
Well, you already played my song when we first came on.
Okay. What's the other one?
Jirac. My favorite girl.
Jirac. Really?
I got the chip.
Okay.
The chip.
Hey, I sure enough, matter of fact, let me see. I don't think that was in here because we got a new system. All of our old music is gone. But let me see if that one might have got put back. Because, yeah, I surely wanted to spin it. But, no, it's not over here.
It was
okay.
A song you played the other day that was fire as hell, too, now.
Which one?
I don't remember who it was by. I didn't catch the name, but it was fire, though, man. Yo, I'll be having some of that underground music for your boy, man. I'll be like, man, I need this shit in my playlist, right?
Real talk. Hey, bro, we dropped a little mixtape, right? And it's not even really a mixtape. It's really more of a compilation album because it's all original independent artists. There might be, no, I think there might be one or two industry remixes in there. Man, I get hounded every time about the artists that are on that mixtape. A lot of people, they be like, who are they? Where'd they come from? These people be out here, y'all. Y'all just got to look for them or fuck with me as I find them. I'm just saying. Monstrous Radio. Here goes some new music. By, look, this system is messing up on me. All right, this right here is some new music by DJ Loaf. Is that what it is? If I can get to the damn song. Oh, Lord. Yeah, DJ Loaf and Big Sean. It's called Back Up Off from Monstrous Radio. And this is the dirty version. I'm sorry, international players. It is what it is.
If I fucking make you come, you gotta promise not to stress me. Don't be blowing up my phone and don't be leaving voice messages. Yeah, I can do you right, I'll do you better than your exes. I told that nigga to stop it, he was talking out his necklace. See, the difference is with me, I never needed niggas ever. I leave him where I met him, I ain't tripping off no exes. Goons in the cut, try to talk you out your necklace. If you ever disrespect me, pussy, don't be disrespectful. I said, woo, I said, I know. He heard about me, he was waiting on me at the door. I said, woo, yeah, that mink all on the floor. You some bust this shit at skating, 6 and 9 come in at 4. We got glow sticks for you, hoe chicks, bitch, don't act like you don't notice. I'm very antisocial, social network ain't my motion. I show no emotions, niggas, bitches, it's disgusting. Bananas with the Trojans, pop that pussy for a legend. I said, woo, I know.
Back up off me, they want my backs and coffins. It's so cold in Indy and they still won't take my jacket off me. Back when I couldn't afford to get it, mix and master, homie. My mama fronted me that money, so it's no backup, homie. Bitch, so back up off me, bank account look like a ballot, homie. Yeah, check that my niggas packing, you get the trip and they unpacking, homie. Yeah, I overdo it, yeah, that's salad, homie. Yeah, I'm overdressing, ain't no salad on me. Me and Dave together, holy matrimony, yo. It's hard to smile and shit, when they ain't free one. I got real ones on trial and shit. Fuck all my peers unless we talking about Belle Isle and shit. The check is 7 figures, I might try and dial this shit. And if I fucking make you come, don't be blowing up my phone. Lately I've been messing with girls who tend to own shit on their own. I turn dusk in the dawn, turn my chair to a throne. Fuck her off in the whip, make her take Uber home. Culture, the chromosome. I grew up without a hammock, I did everything except panic, feel me? Finally famous, the family, and we expanding on the top floor like we tanning. She throwing tantrums, she gon' hold his dick like a Grammy. I give a bomb D and do damage. She like,
ooh, I know.
Detroit shit, man.
Back up off me, I said, whoa, back up off me, I said, whoa, yeah, yeah, back up off me, I said, whoa, yeah, yeah, back up off me, I said, whoa, yeah, yeah, back up off me, I said, whoa, yeah.
DJ Loaf, Big Sean, back up off me. I'm over here practicing my dance right now if they play this at the club. Back up off me, back up off me. I never said I was a singer, shut up. Back up off me, back up off me. I got my little dance. I'm going to switch up the dungeon to back up off me. I'm going to put a little more something in it. It is what it is. What are some hot dances people do at the club? I'm just saying, because I still be doing the WAP, the Cabbage Patch, and the motherfucking Running Man. I be looking like a fool, but I be drunk, so I don't give a damn.
No, you don't.
It is.
No, you don't. It's better than that shit that they be doing. That fucking, I seen two grown men in the club almost getting a fight over who doing the fucking nae nae the best. I was like, y'all some big ass hoes. Get your grown ass
hell
down.
Nah.
Then they had on skinny jeans. Then they had on skinny jeans. That shit was weird, bro. Skinny jeans doing the nae nae. He was like, nah, that ain't how you do it. It like this. Nigga, that was my, hey, it's my time to do that, bro. Move. Nah, man, I got it. Let me show you how to do this. Put y'all skinny jean wearing asses down, man, and let some real niggas two-step in this bitch.
Well, you already know, dancers on dance, man. We groove.
Shit. I'm sorry for anybody that do the nae nae. No disrespect, but for two grown ass men to be in, they about to fight over that shit. Sit your grown ass down, man. You wrong, dog. My niece do the nae nae. She five. It look cute when it look cute when kids do it.
Hey, the ladies love it when you do it. It will get you some pussy. If you don't do it full, do it real slick like Jamie Foxx did it in his video. You changed
right.
me. If you seen that video, Jamie Foxx, do it like that. That's a grown man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The way to do it.
Nope. Nope.
Be fighting in
nope.
the club? Or, nah, bro. Nah, bro.
I'm sorry. You know what I? You know what I do up in the
uh-huh.
club? You know that uh-huh. song you just played. That song you just played, I'll be up against the wall, and when the wrong female come up on me, that's what I'll be thinking, bitch, back up off me.
For real.
That shit should be a dance. Fuck that.
Now, here's a dance that I see today. Now, I've only seen it on the video. I ain't seen nobody do it in the club yet. You did? But this, what's it called? Kwan? Is that what it's called?
Oh, my God, I hate that song.
You got me. You got me lost on that one. That ain't music.
Okay, hold on. Oh, you said that ain't music. But yeah, that Kwan song. I seen a thing for it, and I don't know. Is it me, or is it that motherfucker almost start off with a fairy jump? I don't know what it is with Pixel Dust and all that. I can't do no. See, I'm trying to do it now. My back won't even turn that way. No,
exactly.
No, that looks very. It just looks. I don't know. As a grown ass man, it looks too feminine for me to be doing. It is. That's like start dancing and bow like you got a dress on as a man.
The way I see it, when you start doing dances like that, that's strictly for females and kids. You might as well go ahead and bust out of some fucking Daisy Dukes and do the goddamn Tootsie Roll. That's how I feel it. You might as well do the Tootsie Roll with the rest of the loose bitches. That's how I feel.
You said some Daisy.
Hell yeah! If you're gonna be in there doing them kind of dances, why not go ahead and put the outfit on with it and get with the loose booty bitches that like to pop and twerk. I honestly think if I was in the club and I saw a grown man trying to twerk, I'm probably swinging now. I'm offended. Sit your nasty ass down, man.
I ain't gonna say shit. I'm gonna turn around and order me another double shot. So I can watch that trip with the motherfucker sitting next to me like, you see this shit? She going to give me some points like, baby, you see this shit? Look at this over-the-top motherfucker right here. But, hey, if you go out
man.
And that's what you do. Why? Because, hey, I'm just saying, sometimes people, they forget to have fun. It's like not always about the fashion show and looking cool and all that other shit.
Right?
No, go out, have some fun. Do the Kwan if that's what you want to do. You can be 300 pounds, man. I don't give a damn. Give me something to talk about at the club. Do your thing, player. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Fuck what we talking about. I'll give you a Jay Dirty moment. You did?
Hey, peep this, though. One time I was at the club, right? And it was that same night them dudes was doing the nae-nae. And see, the crowd was feeling it, but I wasn't feeling it, right? So then this, you know, little Bootsy, they think I'm crazy. That came on. The little Bootsy track, they think I'm crazy. That came on.
Oh, yeah.
One cat. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This one cat, he was feeling it, and I think he was on Molly or something because he jumped in the middle of the floor, and he wasn't making a dance to it, But he was singing the lyrics and wilding out, and then when it broke, you know, the breakdown, he jumped down on the middle of the floor and sat down and started shaking his head. And then he jumped back up and started wilding out. They think I'm crazy. I was like, no, that's true. You know what I mean?
Talking about a YouTube moment. Oh, my goodness. So, hey, Callie, I know you don't go out and kick it that much. So when you watch other motherfuckers club things that they post on Facebook and you start dancing, so you feel like you at the club, what type of dances do you do sitting in the crib in the living room singing your little heart out? What dance
what
do you
happened?
Do, Callie? Look, she don't
oh,
even
dance,
know.
So I just, look, I, first of all, I had to go use the restroom, so I had to sit the phone out. Let's
blue,
see,
blue.
I did.
You could have saved that one.
The
you
Daisy Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I was only gone 1 second. Come on. The Tootsie Roll, the
yeah,
Running
the
Man, the Cabbage Patch, the Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West, that's a dance?
That's
yes, that was
Wild,
a dance
Wild,
by Kumo D.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm an 80s baby for real.
Yes, I'm 70.
How did the dance go?
You never seen the video by Kumo D called the Wild
yeah,
Wild West?
The video.
Uh-huh. Okay, you go like you go to the left, and then you go to the right. Come on, let's go back and watch
okay,
the video.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, okay, yeah, yeah. You're trying to look tough while you're dancing, but okay, I'll give you that. Okay, wild, wild west. All right, what else you do, Callie? You don't do the cap. You don't do the Carlton. I know you do the Carlton.
No.
Yeah, you do. Don't be trying to start. You be doing the Carlton.
No.
No.
See, if Jordan was here, you could ask him, but he's not here because when we had the we would do the Michael Jackson one and then the dance off one, and I used to beat him, but he ain't here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because last time I asked him, what type of dance does Taylor girl do? He said she don't dance, she has seizures. It is what it is. What type of dances do you groove on, Mr. Wig, with 2 G's when you enjoy it yourself out kicking it?
It's called the wall hold up.
Okay.
I used to be one of them ones, you know what I mean, that would go to the club. Like, we used to have this little club scene every summer called Hot Summer Nights, man. And I'm telling you, man, I used to go to the club, and when I leave that motherfucker, I'd be so drenched. You know what I mean? From dancing with all the chicks, but I wasn't leaving with no chicks. So I quit dancing and start macking.
Right,
I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. I kept leaving the club all sweaty. You know what I mean? I come in there geared up. I come out, my shirt hanging all off. You know what I mean? I done got the tick all hot and bothered and things like that. I done got all hot and bothered, but I wouldn't leave them with them hoes. Till and I said, you know what? I think it's about time for me to change up. So I start macking and I stop dancing. And, hey, you know what I mean? That's why I got 2 baby mamas.
Boy, because, hey, I tell you, that's how I'll be at the club. A lot of cats be like, oh, man, she on the dance, well, I'm going to go up to her. I'm going to get my groove on, do all that. Do it like you said, get all sweaty, dancing with her. Bro, you ain't doing nothing but warming her up while I'm sitting at the bar looking cool as a motherfucker. Just chilling. Looking at y'all getting it.
And then to see the nigga that was sitting at the bar walk out with the chick you've been dancing with all night, man, I had to, you know, reevaluate some things and, like, you know, take a look at my life, sit back and reflect, you know, like, hold up.
Right. Damn it, am I the one with the echo?
No.
It's not. Oh,
that's
okay.
King
like
over
it
there.
For a
he needs to put him on mute.
No, I think that was me. You know how niggas that they can hear you through the speaker. You know, I had the speaker on your bag.
Oh, y'all still heard me? My bad. I was still trying. Nah, I'm trying to promote high standards, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do.
It's all good.
My bad.
So,
all right,
tell them again about, before we get up out of here, about the high standards thing that goes on Wednesday night that I'm so happy, so happy, so proud. I'll be telling everybody.
Welcome to the family, man. Welcome to the family.
So go ahead and tell them a little bit about it. And when
all right. Of course, it's the same network that you're listening to now, Blog Talk Radio Network. It's called High Standards Radio. That's a freestyle league. It's a battle league. It's more than a league to me. It's family because they took me under their wing and they taking care of me and everything. But if you're interested in battle rap and you want to get down with the league, then you get with Monster. Monster put you with me. I get you in with the league. Or if you just want to listen and hear some crazy bars, then the number is 917. Number is 917-889-9112. And that's High Standards Radio. It's every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, guaranteed. All you got to do is call in. Last week we did have some technical difficulties, the show started late. But no matter what time the show starts, the show will go on. The show must go on, regardless of what altercations we have to make. But the show will go on. You know what I'm saying? It's a group of battlers. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's not a bunch of guys that get bored and you know call the radio station and they want to battle. This is official. This is what that radio station is for. You know what I'm saying? So anybody on the underground rap league. And you like the freestyle or you like the battle, hit us up, and we'll definitely get you some radio time on there.
What's that number again?
What's the number again?
917-887-9112?
Nah, the number is 917-889-9112.
889. What's the date and time again, man? I was listening, but it went through one ear and out the other. Don't get me lying.
Every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, you can call High Standards Radio. And then once again, that number is 917-889-9112.
And that's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard?
10 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it'll be 9 p.m. Midwest Time.
Central.
And Central Time.
And then
8
p.m. Mountain and 7.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm forgetting. I'm forgetting about Mountain Time. So West Coast Time, it'll be 7 p.m. and you call the show. And hopefully that's not a contradiction with Monster because, well, what time zone are you in, Monster?
Oh, we're in Central, but no, you guys are on way after we're off.
You know,
Cool. Last week we did the show, you know what I mean, and I invited everybody, a lot of people. They got caught up in the difficulties, but a lot of people from the Monsters Radio stuff was tuning in. They were even hitting me up like, what's up with the link? But hey, it's a hell of a battle, people. I'm telling you, these guys are matched up. You might want to be there. Do you remember Kurt ENT, Mr. Wig with 2 G's?
You know I do.
Yeah, he's part of that whole network, too. Yeah, he's part of that whole network, too. So if y'all still out there remember Kurt ENT, definitely tune in, check it out. It goes down. I'm not soft on nobody. I keep it 100. I got a motherfucking system that I use for judging. You dig?
Oh, yeah.
Only that, this coming up week is the real week you really want to be there. They got some celebrity guest judges also. They're trying to do a show. They're trying to get it together. I think they got the people from Smack.
Smack TV.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, Smack
URL. They also host Underground Battle League, except for they're trying to do business with us and recruit from ours because, you know, of course, as unsigned underground artists, you're entitled to do all the music you want to with every publication. And, of course, if you've been paying attention to their league is getting, you know, kind of overcrowded with garbage, and they're looking for new talent as well. So if you're into that kind of thing, you should call and support. If you know Tony King from Monsters Radio, wilding out, every time I call the show with Jay Dirty, then I personally battle and I freestyle myself and I'm looking for support because I have another three-way battle as well this Wednesday. And this would be my second three-way battle. The first three-way battle I ran through, it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that's,
I call it the Minaj.
That three-way battle. I was like, did they just, what?
It goes down. It's simple because a lot of rappers they're not keen to the pressure of a three-way battle. They thinking it's two guys and they're going to try to jump me. No, I'm not jumping nobody. I'm going after both of y'all. Both of y'all got to lose. And if you don't know the history of High Standards Radio, I'll go ahead and break it down to you real quick. The history is I battled Family Man and lost to Family Man because, once again, you know, I was going too fast and I choked, and that's all on me. No excuses. I lost. I took it like a man. But that night that I lost to Family Man, I was supposed to battle OG, you know, Two-Face Gemini. And that's why everything was said the way it was said this Wednesday, because I still want that match. Like, you owe me. You're not going to duck me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I want both of y'all because I want the rematch between both of y'all now. And anybody who's been listening, I call it the All Eyes on Me event, because all eyes will be on me, because now I have something to prove. I got two losses from two different people, and that rematch is coming not this Wednesday, but the week after. The two kings that you witnessed this week, that match is going down in 2 weeks. So I will be facing King Malcolm Jamal again. And this time the crown is mine. No choking. And my brother told me, stay my black ass in the house, so I ain't got to worry about the police. So I can go ahead and get the crown.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that part. I'm glad that you brought it up. I'm not glad it happened. But it is what it is. We're going to do what we got to do to boost the ratings from the last show. But, hey, like my man said, hey, he froze up. That's the only real reason why he lost. It came down so tight, y'all, so tight we had to go an extra round. They usually only do three. We had to go to the fourth round, right? Now, Tony came in straight killing. Nobody denies that. And while he is getting his freestyle on, you can hear the police come up to him. Yes, live on the air. They didn't mute nothing. No. And you can hear everything. You can hear him talking to the police talking back to him. Now, this was the hot part that, you know, that was hard for me as a judge to stick to my paper, because just because of the fact that even though all this shit happened, my man came back still freestyling. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nothing changed. And he started freestyling about the situation at hand. Did he? But it just came down to the wire. And y'all got to go back and listen to the archive, and you'll see why the results ended up the way they did. So, hey, I'm just saying, big shout-out to High Standards Entertainment. What's his name? Is it Gooby Baby? Is that his name?
Yeah, Gooby the Baby, God Saying. He also publicizes his own music. If you go on the page, my Facebook page, you'll see me publicizing Gooby, the Beast, Family Man, everybody who posts music. We're all a family. So, yeah, it's Gooby the Baby, God Saying.
Okay. So, yeah, y'all, make sure y'all check it out. So, hey, make sure you tune in to Monsters Radio Monday through Friday at 7:30 on the East Coast, 6:30 Central Standard Time. So that's 5:30 Mountain Standard Time and 4:30 on Cali Time, Pacific Standard Time. So, all right, make sure y'all check that out, and we're going to keep y'all updated on what's going on with these rap battles. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about putting something together where I might try to find somebody. I'm going to sponsor your ugly motherfuckers myself. Some hot rapper. I don't know who it's going to be. I might sponsor you to represent Monsters Radio to get in this battle, because we might try to, as a station, go after that title to bring it back home to our independent artists. You dig? So that's what I'm talking about. Check it out. Tune in. Get involved. Every way around. You dig? All you got to do is hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or at monstersradio@gmail.com. I'm going to put all the information on monstersradio.com, but it won't be up there to the end of the weekend because I'm busy as a motherfucker. It is what it is. You dig? So, all right, we're going to do our shout-outs on our way up out of here. We usually start out with the ladies. We ain't got none, so we're going to start out with Cali Girl as a substitute. Any shout-outs you got to do? Any shout-outs you got, Cali Girl?
To E Monster, to Mr. Wig with 2 G's, to King, no, have a great weekend, be safe, no drinking, driving, and all that good shit.
How are you going to pause somebody's shout out? It is what it is. Mr. Tony King, international rock star, what you got for us, bruh?
Shoot, I want to shout out to everybody that's currently on the radio now, Wig with 2 G's. You know what I'm saying? Cali Girl, Monster, you. Jay Dirty, I didn't hear him. Maybe he not on today, but I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, he doing what real niggas do right now, which is whatever Jay Dirty does. But shout out to him. Shout out to High Standards and Monsters Radio. That's about it for me. Zig Ziglar, you know what I'm saying? If he in heaven somewhere listening or wherever he at, shout out to him too.
That's what it do. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Don't be yawning on my line, Cali.
I can't help it. It's 100 degrees and I'm tired.
What you got for us, Mr. Wig with 2 G's? And you got to say the 2 G's.
With 2 G's. Hey, man, first of all, man, you know I love you, E-Monster and Cali Girl, you know what I mean? But this is the first conversation I've had with you, what you call him, Mr. International. Hey, man, shout out to you, Devil Dog, you know what I mean, a.k.a. Leatherneck, Tough Through Hunden in German, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
definitely shout out to E-Monster, you know, and Monsters Radio, Cali Girl, you know, you my Cali Girl, you, hey, West Coast in the building. Definitely shout out to my city, Kansas City, Missouri, and my crew, man, Midwest Urban Street Alliance, Click. And then shout out, man, to my team, Team Infinity, man. We working on Project 1000, the free 1,000 families, man, where they'll be able to make 100 G's in a year residually. So shout out to Team Infinity, and shout out to everybody that's listening in that didn't get the chance to talk.
That's what we do. So, hey. You can also, like I said, on my Facebook, I have the flyer up for the battle next week. I probably should repost the one I just posted up, what was it, a couple of days ago, an actual photo of Mr. Wig with two G's, his old Monsters Radio flyer. I put that up. You can definitely connect with him off of that and see what he's talking about, and maybe he can help you get out of poverty. You dig? Hey, all you can do, it never hurts to talk to somebody. You dig? I'm just saying. So, all right, make it do what it do. You know how I am. I can't send a shout-out to everybody because people get mad that I didn't send them a shout-out. They come by my house, throw water balloons at the crib. Now I got to send my dog out to bite you in your ass. Then I hit you with my little BB gun. Pow, pow. You dig? So, all right, shout-out to not only the people that like the flyers and the links, but that awesome share them. Hey, big shout-out to you. The show is because of you. You dig? So, all right, don't forget Monsters Radio. You can catch us at monstersradio.com. All the information on other shows, events, parties, if you want me to come out DJ. I even do photography. Like I said, I babysit on the weekends. It's just your dog because I ain't going to watch your kids and little bad motherfuckers. It is what it is. I'm a monstrous cat. I'll whip all of them. Call up AP. Hey, where the switch at? It is what it is. We're going to get up out of here. This is a new artist. She goes by the name of Vandalist. It's called Boss Shit, Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live. Have some fun. Relax. Stop being so tight. Ooh.
Bitch, I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my life. Tread steel. They acting like I lost. You know how I run.
Hey, DJ, hello to Epidemic. Get these niggas in tune, man. Start that shit over.
Start that shit over.
Welcome, welcome. It's your boy DJ ELO the Epidemic. DJ ELO the Epidemic. DJ ELO the Epidemic. This shit right here classic. This shit right here classic. Chattel stand up. Chattel stand up. Get it.
What up, it's the Black Bottle Boss, Ricky Rose. Right now you rocking with the hottest DJ in the city.
ELO.
100%.
100%.
Hey.
Stack of stars.
Bitch, I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my line. Tread steel. They acting like I lost. I'm a boss, killers all around me. Please approach with caution. Never see me deep as hell, but I be on that boss. Dream head killer niggas drill it like sergeants.
Turn your motherfucking radios up, goddammit.
Dream head killer niggas drill it like sergeants. Red dot on his head, bam, hit that target. This is a no flex zone. Don't come around here flaunting. They ain't trying to stop no crime like Batman. They be robbing. Talking sweet because they niggas and some tricks. I just want the bread. I ain't tryna be a chick. Are you fighting over dick? You can miss me with that shit, little bitch. I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my boss. Tread steel. They acting like I lost. You know how I run. In the hood, they ain't good. Everywhere that I go. Bitch, I'm bossy. Round, round on my boss. I'm on my boss. Tread steel. They acting like I lost.
You want to hear more? Go look up Scandalous.
You dig? On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and in Google. Have a good night.
Peace.